This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The march to spring training and opening day is upon us. Rob Bradford from Baseballs and Boring here, and we'll have you covered every single day with podcasts that aim to educate, entertain, and inform you as a baseball fan. Follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to do a little mingling with Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak right now. Jeff, good morning from MetLife Stadium. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. Looking out on the field now. It's a nice day. It's cloudy, but it's warming up. I was worried yesterday. It got down like into the like low 30s, but it's going to be in the high 40s probably for the game. So I think I'll survive. I will make it back. I'll make it back from this, I promise.
Yeah, not too bad. A little cold weather training for your upcoming bout in Green Bay.
Yeah.
Nothing will be compared to that, though. Just curious, when you look at the goalposts over there, what are the winds like in MetLife today?
Not much wind at all, really. You know, it was pretty windy yesterday, but it seems to have come down a little bit. We'll see how it goes throughout the game. MetLife is kind of weird. You get that kind of swirling wind. There's really no rhyme or reason to it. So, yeah, I mean, you know, one thing that has been kind of flying under the radar this year, Blake Groupie's had a really solid season. He's 20 for 22. He's 5 for 5 from 50-plus, which I looked up yesterday. No kicker in Saints history has ever made 5 50-yard kicks in a season before Blake this year. I think the next closest was Will Lutz with 4. So he's going to have his work cut out for him to keep that going this week and then a couple weeks from now in Green Bay. But I don't think weather in general is going to be too much of a factor. It's mostly just going to be, okay, how do these guys warm up? You know, how do you kind of adjust your process to get a little bit more kind of blood pumping than maybe you would have to normally with the warmer temperatures? So I think that's going to be the only change, is how these guys kind of get activated today.
Yeah, please, no hamstring issues today. And speaking of that, we got obviously Kendra Miller coming back off of action. What are you expecting from the running back in this game? I don't think they're going to dial up a full workload for him. Or do you think they really do, you know, release the dog, as he's been talking about this week?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think there's going to be any limitations on him per se. You know, he's fully healthy. I don't think it's necessarily a ramp-up thing. But, yeah, I mean, he's still going to be the backup running back. Jamal Williams is healthy, so I'm sure he'll be in that rotation as well. We don't have the active-inactive yet. I would expect Jordan Mims to be inactive, but we'll have to wait and see. But, no, when Kendra has been available, he's been able to make an impact. So that's what I want to see. I want to see him get out there, get a few touches, see what he can do with those touches, and most importantly, get through the game, right? Like, we've seen him be productive. We've seen him get work in. I talked to him this week. He's excited to get out there. You know, he said he's been healthy for the last several weeks. You know, the original plan, source he knew, was not to go on IR. It was to miss that Panthers game and then come back for the Falcons game. You know, the coaching staff obviously felt differently. We asked Darren Rizzi about it. He said, hey, I wasn't the head coach at that point. It wasn't my decision. But there was some discrepancy as to, you know, how much time maybe he thought he was going to miss versus how much time the team expected him to miss. Either way, he was out the last four games. But, you know, I don't think this is a situation where you're like, oh, is he ready to play? He's ready to play. The question is exactly how much of a workload are you going to give him? And I do think this is a day where you're going to want to run the ball. You're going to want to pound the ball. The Giants' defensive line is a little bit in shambles, right? Dexter Lawrence is their best player. He's not out here. You know, they're going to be without several key players on defense in general. Bobby Okereke is really important in their run defense. He's not out there, linebacker. So, no, I think however it shapes up, you're going to lean heavily on the ground game today, and hopefully that does involve a lot of Kendra Miller.
I remember, Jeff, when we were talking with interim head coach Darren Rizzi on the coach's show, he had mentioned that if he were the Giants, and he knows Brian Daboll, apparently they're friends, and I think they've worked together in the past. And he said that Daboll, everywhere he's gone, they want to run the football. And Tyrone Tracy has kind of usurped that running back one position from Devin Singletary, who entered the year. And the rookie has been really solid this year, averaging 5 yards per carry this season. And that's kind of the one spot that you're a little bit concerned about with this Giants attack is, you know, the run defense with the Saints has been poor this year. So going against a guy that's averaging 5 yards per carry, Tyrone Tracy's been really solid this year. That feels like a spot where they can get hurt.
Yeah, you know, Tyrone Tracy, I think, is one of the bright spots for this team. You know, he's a rookie out of Purdue. He's a former wide receiver that converted to running back. So, you know, he's really kind of just scratching the surface on what he can do as a running back. So I think if the Giants are excited about one or two things, he's one of them. We'll have to wait and see whether Malik Nabers plays. You know, he missed the Friday practice. He went on the injury report late in the week. So if he's not out there, you're really limited in terms of the Giants and just what you could do on offense. So, yeah, I think they will lean on the run game as much as possible. Darren Rizzi and Brian Daboll, they were both on the Dolphins. I want to say it was 2011. Brian Daboll was the offensive coordinator, and Darren Rizzi was the special teams coordinator. So they do know each other well. Daboll up in Buffalo, obviously, was the run game is really important when you play in Buffalo late in the year. Like, you got to be able to run the ball. You're not going to have much success. So it's definitely a big thing for him. But, no, the Saints, I think, are in a situation where, you know, kind of like the Rams last week. Everyone watched the Rams on Sunday Night Football get kind of blown off the field by the Eagles in the run game. And it's like, okay, when you watch that happen to a team, you know, every opponent coming up is going to be like, okay, how can we take advantage of this? What run looks work in that game and what can we get to? And, you know, as you saw against the Rams, you know, the run game didn't dominate that game. So sometimes you'll see a team kind of use something as a wake-up call and get a little bit better. But, you know, Colin Saunders talked about this week. It's like, When you're a wounded animal, people are going to identify that and try to attack the same things. And so it's going to be on the Saints to be better, because I think that's really the only way this game goes the Giants' way, is if they're able to establish the ground game, they're able to control the clock, get some points on the board early, and stay in this game. This is a really undermanned Giants team. And, you know, we saw a couple weeks ago they played the Bucks, and they were out of that game by midway through the first quarter. It was clear early on that wasn't going to be a close game. And I think the Saints would like to do that today as well. I think they want to be aggressive on defense. I think they want to pressure Drew Lock and, you know, get a lead in this game, because I think the Giants will fold if you get out to a lead. I don't think this is going to be a Giants team that makes a double-digit comeback. But if you let them hang around, you let an undermanned team hang around, you build some confidence throughout the game, you know, it could go either way. So we'll have to see how that goes.
Jeff, negatives for the Saints, obviously Taysom Hill on injured reserve. They just recently added Nick Saldiveri as well to IR. But a positive being that the offensive line for this black and gold bunch is intact. We know Eric McCoy will be back today. And after early worries about, you know, having Cesar Ruiz going through the concussion protocol, he's on track to be able to start this Sunday too. So a huge positive for them having that starting five available to go against this, you know, lacking Giants team.
Yeah, it'll be the first time since week three they had all five of their week one starters out there, which is kind of crazy to think about. And it makes a difference, right? You know, Eric McCoy is one of the better centers in the NFL. And when you add him to that lineup, you're a better football team. Same thing is true. You know, Lucas Patrick was playing really well before the injury. You've asked him to do a few different things. You've asked him to move positions a couple times this season. But, you know, he won that left guard spot for a reason. You know, Cesar Ruiz, he didn't leave last week's game with a concussion, which is kind of strange, but he kind of showed symptoms after the game, wasn't feeling well, so he went into the protocol. Darren Rizzi was pretty clear early in the week that they felt confident that he was going to be able to clear. He ultimately cleared that process on Friday. The final step is to get cleared by the independent neurologist. That happened, so he's going to be out there. And, yeah, so, you know, when this team has had its offensive line intact, it's been able to run the ball, it's been able to control games, control the clock. So that'll help. And, you know, you have to go back and wonder, okay, what would this season have looked like if you hadn't had all of these offensive line injuries, if you hadn't been a revolving door at the guard spots, at the center spot? We'll never know. But now this team's much better when it has that group up front. And, you know, I think the tackles, the young tackles are going to play better because they're going to have help on the inside and they're not going to be as isolated. So we'll see. But, you know, that's a big deal for the Saints. They also signed Kevin Austin and Dante Pettis to the active roster, which is something I expected to happen. Kevin Austin has been a really solid player for them. They, you know, brought him in right before training camp. Yeah, he's been there the whole time. He's been working behind the scenes. People have taken notice. Darren Rizzi, after he took over, said that veteran players had come up to him and suggested that he should get a shot. And over the last three weeks, you know, he's got six catches. All six have been for first downs. He's been a really productive player. He's physical. He's the size you would want at wide receiver. So I'm excited what we might be able to see from him the rest of the way as well.
Yeah, that's kind of leading into my question here, Jeff. I remember we were talking with Ryan Novosinski, who works for NJ.com, a Giants beat writer, and he really kind of slammed the Giants secondary, saying that like they just haven't been productive at all this year. Deonte Banks, who's probably their top corner, he hasn't played very well this year, but he was, you know, the guy with the most potential in that secondary, is out for this game. So you're looking at the Saints passing attack. MVS, Marquez Valdez-Scantling's really kind of stepped up to be the wide receiver one, the explosive play machine, with the injuries that they've had in that wide receiver room. But who are you kind of anticipating? Is it going to be Kevin Austin? Is it going to be the tight ends that they'll use in this passing attack to really take advantage of a poor Giants secondary?
Yeah, it's tough to say. I think it's going to be kind of equal opportunity. I don't know if there's going to be anyone that you pepper with targets and say, oh, that's the wide receiver one, that's the focal point. But I do want to see Juwan Johnson get more involved. I think that's, if you're going to ask, okay, with Taysom Hill out, and Taysom Hill has suddenly been a important piece in the passing game after not really being that involved in the passing game early in the year, I'd say it has to be Juwan. Like, I want to see him kind of put forth over the last five games performances that make you feel like, okay, this is the tight end. Because you got to remember, he's on a contract year. He's in the second year of a two-year deal. So he's got to prove something. You know, he's got to show this team that they have a tight end that they can look at, because otherwise you're going to go into the draft, you're going to go into free agency and say, okay, what's our best option? So I think this is an important 5 weeks for Juwan. But no, I also think, you know, MVS is going to continue to be that deep threat. Derek has been, you know, pretty aggressive at giving him opportunities downfield. I think he's got, eight catches and four touchdowns. You know, it's a pretty good efficiency rate when it comes to scoring touchdowns. So you're still going to see him get some chances. But I do want to see Kevin Austin get a little bit more, get more targets over the middle of the field. I think he has some upside there. You saw the Saints get a little bit more creative. They got him the ball in an end around last week. I think he took it for 9 yards. He's got good athleticism, good hands. And I think that's what this last five games needs to be about. Obviously, you're still competing. You're still mathematically in the chase. You want to win your final five games, go 9-8, whatever. It also has to be, okay, what do we have in some of these young players? And you look at on offense, you have Kendre Miller, you have Kevin Austin, you have some other guys. On defense, you have Alante Taylor, Kool-Aid McKinstry, you know, Brian Brzee on the inside, some of these guys. At some point, you'd like to see Isaiah Foskey get a few reps on the defense and see if he's maybe taking a couple steps forward. And, you know, so I think that's going to be, you know, obviously a subplot to the games themselves. But I do think if I'm the Saints, I'm looking at some of these players and saying, how can I get them a few more reps and kind of see what I have, evaluate what I have? Because that's going to be the bigger question as you get into the offseason of exactly where is this roster. And, you know, a game like this is a good kind of litmus test, because the Giants are not a good team. They're 2-10. They're missing a lot of key pieces. If you can't go out and beat this team and do it kind of convincingly, and I think that tells you a lot about where you are as a franchise. So we're going to get a lot of answers to some questions over these next few weeks.
Yeah, I agree 100%. There's a reason that they're 5-point favorites on the road for this matchup. And, you know, like, if you're looking at we talked about Dexter Lawrence on the defensive front for the Giants, but on the offensive line as well, I know you all talked with WFAN's Paul Dottino earlier in the week, but just the offensive line for this Giants team, it feels like an opportunity for the Saints defensive front, which has been disappointing at times this year, to really step up and have a really nice game. Andrew Thomas was their star left tackle. He gets injured, and ever since then, it's all kind of crumbled around him. Like, I think, what was it that Paul said, Steve? It's just that they're down to, like, their fourth and fifth tackles in this game.
Right.
And the interior hasn't even really been that good either. So it just feels like a good opportunity for guys like Carl Granderson, Chase Young, you know, Brian Brzee, Cam Jordan, the guys, to really get off and have a really nice game.
Yeah, I don't remember the stats. I don't have the stats in front of me, but I think the Saints got, like, 5 or 6 sacks last year against the Giants. Like, they ruined Tommy DeVito. Tommy DeVito was the talk of the town until he showed up in New Orleans, and they kind of turned it around on him. And, you know, he really hasn't been heard of since. He had that one start against the Bucs, and he got beaten up in that game too. So I agree with you. And that's the weird thing about the Giants is you say, like, oh, why haven't they invested in the offensive line? They absolutely have.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they spent top 5 picks on Andrew Thomas, on Evan Neal. Neither of those guys are going to play. Right? Like, they signed Jermaine Illuminor, a guy who's never missed games in his career, basically. It doesn't look like he's going to play. I want to say he's doubtful.
Correct.
Chris Hubbard, their backup, he got listed on the injury report late in the week. So he's a guy that, if he's playing, he's dealing with something. John Michael Schmitz is in there. Like, he's decent, but he's a young player. He's a center they drafted last year. So, no, I mean, there's no one – you know, this is already a team that's kind of undermanned, right? And then you lose even more pieces throughout the course of a season. You're 2-10. There can't be a ton of confidence on that side of the ball. And even a team that wants to run the ball, it's tough to run the ball when you're three-quarters of your offensive line is down or four-fifths of your offensive line is down. And the Saints know that well. They were dealing with that earlier in the season. So, again, this is a Giants team that is already not in a good way from a confidence perspective, from a record perspective. And then they're losing even more pieces. And you got to remember, this is a team with 10 days rest. Like, they played on Thanksgiving. So they got some extra time, and they still can't get these guys healthy. So the Giants, suffice it to say, the Giants are in a bad way, and they've been that way for a long time. Like, that's the difference, I think, between the Giants and the Saints, is the Giants are 2-10, and it's still like, yeah, this is what we're used to. This is what happens every year, right? Like, the Giants, outside of that one year they went to the playoffs, they've picked in the top 10, I want to say, like, 5 of the last 6 years, something like that. And the only thing they haven't done is be bad enough to get one of the top quarterbacks. Again, it's going to be interesting. I think this is a kind of a dangerous game for the Saints in that way of, like, if you go out and you win it, no one's going to give you a ton of credit because of the state the Giants are in. But if you go out and you lose it, then it's going to be a pretty strong indictment on your process. So that's going to be something the Saints have to stare in the face today.
Glad to hear that things aren't too chilly over there, Jeff. Looking forward to hearing you on the sideline along with the call from Mike Hawes, Deuce McAllister, coming up noon here on WWL Saints Radio. Have a good one, and thanks for joining us, Jeff.
No problem. I'm going to be like a seal out there. I'm going to just kind of look for sunlight and lay in it. That's how I'm going to survive.
There you go. Thanks, Jeff.
All right, y'all.
That was our check-in from MetLife Stadium as the Saints get ready to take on the New York Giants.